John K. Coyle's here, and John is one of the more interesting guys you're ever going to meet or hear, and I love having guys like you on, John, because there's very few of you who people hear, and they want to hear more. So let's start with some of the bio stuff, some of the background stuff. 1994 Olympics, speed skating?
That's right.
And you were a silver medalist?
That's correct.
And do you still have the uniform?
Yes, I do.
Do you wear
sometimes it? Wear it around.
Yeah, just for fun?
I'm wearing it now.
You look like you're in great shape. You could probably still get into it.
I don't know.
So how does a guy who's an elite world-class athlete become the guy you are now, which is one of the top motivational speakers in the country? And there's a TED Talk we'll steer you to as well that's specifically about managing your time in a way that really I don't think anybody's thought of it in the same way you're describing it.
Right. Obsession, I think.
Okay.
Right? So as a youth, you know, I was obsessed with trying to get more laps, more meters, more miles, more kilometers in the same amount of time. So time was always the center of my life. And
so obsessed with time, but also obsessed with, I guess it's got to be the opposite of ADD, right? Because you've got to be so hyper-focused on something to be able to figure it out.
Yeah. No, that's very accurate. My StrengthsFinder number one strength is focus.
Okay. And what do people do like, oh, I don't know, let's say me, who maybe have a touch of ADD or full-blown ADD and don't have that kind of focus?
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, you can still learn some tricks to manipulate time.
Are they tricks, really, or is it a real study of how to do it?
I'd say it's both because you have to trick your brain to do things differently.
Okay. So it's a matter of managing what's between your ears.
That's right. And your brain has all kinds of wiring that's just weird, and we're just figuring it out.
But who taught you?
You know, nobody. And that's really, to me, the most fascinating part about the work that I'm doing now is there's all this research there out there about the cognitive biases that our brains do with time and very little prescriptive advice on what to do about it.
Well, do you buy into the cliche, we all have 24 hours, it's a matter of what we do with it?
No.
Because you know that people will say that.
Right.
People will go, look, I'm sorry you're not where I am, but we all have the same amount of time in a day.
I was telling Russ, to me, this whole cognitive bias towards time is exactly the same thing as the world is flat. Like, we all accept that there's 24 hours and they're chronological and they're linear. Yet all of us experience every single day that time speeds up and slows down. And it does all kinds of weird tricks, right? And months and days disappear into nothing. And moments in time become huge events in our lives that we remember forever. So that's the manipulation we're talking about.
So can you get more out of 60 minutes than me because you know how to?
Yes. I can get more out of a minute.
See, this is what's fascinating to me because I break it down in even smaller pieces. I commute a long way to be here. So if I'm on the road for 50 miles one way, in the course of that 50 miles after getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, more often than not, there's going to be a stretch of road where I'm driving for 15 or 20 minutes and I'll snap to and I'll go, I don't remember any
that
of the
never
last 15
existed.
Or 20 minutes.
Right.
Those minutes are gone.
They're gone.
Now, that to me is something bigger than both of us that's going on
right.
with that hour.
Right.
It's not just me being tired is my point, because that happens all the time.
Right. And so, that's the exact opposite of what we're trying to create here with this notion of really living is, and you're going to have to invest those moments. I mean,
but then I'm saying you don't want to lose those moments.
Right.
You want to be able to spend that time, right?
If you can, yes.
All right. So it's I don't want to say it's complicated because it's worth the effort. But what is the name of the field that you are now a pioneer in?
That's a really good question. I mean, orology is one term.
Okay, so
study
of time.
Time. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know, the scientists would call it neurobiology or neuropsychology.
Well, I want people to see the TED Talk.
Yeah.
And for people that don't know what TED is, TED is probably the number one information. I don't know. It's the place everybody goes for really high quality information from experts on all different topics in the world.
Right.
And your TED Talk on this focuses on a number of different aspects of what we're talking about. But give me a piece of it.
Yeah, sure. So the gist of the TED Talk is that there is no such thing as chronological time. That time as we experience it in our brains is very nonlinear. It's experiential and it's based on your activities, your emotions, and your environment. And then the gist of the rest of the talk is, can you manipulate your environment, your activities, and your emotions in such a way to expand, slow down, and create time? Because 98% of adults feel that each year feels shorter than the last. And that's not okay. Like, why would that be okay? Why should we accept that to be true?
The older you get, the less time you feel you have.
Right. Like summer as an 8-year-old felt like, what, forever, right?
Right.
Well, I'll tell you that my summer as a 45-year-old felt like longer than that because of this.
All right. And how do you get there? I know that's an impossible question to answer in the short time we have, but how do you get there?
Three rules. The first rule is you have to expand your breadth and depth of experiences. So everybody gets the breadth part. Like, I need to do new stuff.
Right.
Whenever you do new stuff, it slows down time. The part that most people miss is you have to do things that also involve you emotionally deeply. So some people pick up a guitar or they'll take voice lessons or whatever. That's not good enough. You have to sign up to actually like sing in front of 300 people.
Right.
You do that, that's going to slow down time. I guarantee it.
Right.
A second law is the law of inversion. This is the notion that time as you experience it in the present is awfully inversely proportional to how you remember it. So stuff that goes by incredibly slowly, like a really boring day at work, they disappear to nothing in the past.
Right.
Conversely, the first day of vacation, for example, it's over in a flash.
Right.
But your memory of it is expansive. And what matters in your temporal perspective is memory. So you need to design moments where they expand in memory. Design everything for memory, not for the present. So that's the second.
So create things that will stick in your memory?
That's right. The more memory you can create, the more expansive memories you can create, the more your sense of time will expand, the more you will feel like you've lived longer.
Oh, that's interesting, because when I think of some of the most memorable things, a lot of them are spontaneous.
Yes. That's the problem, right? So you can't actually always design these things, but you can put yourself in situations where spontaneity can sort of emerge.
What's the third wheel?
The third is the most complicated, but the third is this notion that you can actually sort of create time out of nothing. And this is when you have moments that we've all had where the depth of emotion, the feeling, the beauty, there's physicality usually, where everything comes together in such a way that you create such a dent in your memory that you never, ever forget it. And when you have these what we call sort of event horizon moments, moments that stick with you forever, those notches in your memory create such a basis for chronology that they sort of expand your sense of time. And if you could create, and some of these things literally last a minute, like your first I love you or your first kiss, or maybe it's the death of a dying loved one who's slipping away and their last words, but those memories create such dents in your brain that they expand time in a really amazing way.
Interesting you talk about losing a loved one, because that's the other piece of this, right? Some of the more memorable things in your life are the most traumatic.
That's right. This is not good or bad. This is just time.
Okay, but there's a way to manage the trauma then, I would think, as well through this.
Right.
So if you can manage the time. Okay, let's go back to the school kid thing.
Yeah.
And when I went to school in the 60s and 70s, you had in elementary school, you had the clock on the wall that, you know, the giant clicking clock.
Right.
And when it was quiet and everybody was taking a test, you'd look up at that clock and it was clicking, clicking, clicking. It couldn't get to 3 o'clock
fast enough. Right.
Couldn't possibly. Now in the middle of a busy day, 3 o'clock's like that.
That's right. That's exactly right.
All right. So to slow that down, if I'm understanding you correctly, to slow that down, we have to take it to the next level, whatever that means in our life.
That's right.
So does that mean being more in depth emotionally, physically, intellectually?
All of those things.
Okay.
The five elements that I think that seem to align to creating moments where time really slows down and stops are there's elements of beauty or elegance. There's elements of physical intensity. There's elements of emotional intensity, good or bad. There's elements of what Csikszentmihalyi calls flow, where you're just really operating at your best.
Okay.
And when all of those align, that's when time really it disappears in the present, because your frontal lobe will actually stop processing time. But your memories expand in such a massive way that it really creates time.
Is this something that you get at a different level than most people because that's the way God made you?
I don't know. I've been thinking about it for 20 years, so maybe that's why. But one of the best time experts in the country, a guy named Philip Zimbardo, he's with Stanford. He did the Stanford Prison Experiment, if you remember that way back when. But he wrote a couple books on time, and I was asking him about this, and he's like, yeah, there's plenty of research out there about cognitive bias around time, but nobody has actually done any research on how to manipulate it.
Right.
So I'm kind of a walking case study right now. We're hoping to do some, like, real quant research.
Well, then you put the athletics in this. You put the athletics in the academics. So you take the academic study, and you're actually putting movement to it.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. So is it a book?
It's going to be a book, yes.
Yeah. How soon?
About a year.
Okay, so it feels like TV to me. It feels like this is something that very easily turns into video where you can talk about it in a in a fashion that people can connect their eyeballs to it as well.
That's what we would hope to do, yes.
Yeah, and a podcast. I got this all figured out for
you. Thank you very much.
And then we're going to bring it all back to, the big picture here, which is John K. Coyle on ice, just like the old days. And it's going to be an ice show where you stop time.
I was not a figure skater. Let's just clarify that.
Right,
short track speed,
skater. It really is fascinating, but I think some people go, I don't know how to do that. And the key is you don't have to know how to do that. You have to get involved in it.
That's right. That's exactly it. It's an activity. It's things you do.
All right. So where do we find the TED Talk?
It is, you can just look it up, John K. Coyle TED Talk.
Okay.
And you'll find it. It's called How to Live Almost Forever.
And and we want to consume more John K. Coyle stuff. Where do we go?
JohnKCoyle.com.
Everything you do is there.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, you're a fascinating guy.
Oh, thanks.
You know, this interview was actually 12 hours long.
It was.
It only felt like 10 minutes. It's really nice to meet you. Let's do this again.
All right. Pleasure.
All right. John K. Coyle. Again, the website?
JohnKCoyle.com.
People follow you on Twitter?
They can. Coyle John K.
Coyle John K. C-O-Y-L-E. Thank you, Twitter.